fellow Freedom fans. You're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our pre-recorded broadcast. Since yesterday, 10 bills have been proposed in the General Assembly of Tennessee for the Senate. And what I've been doing, I was going through the bills that I had not said anything about yesterday. And as I'm looking through it, some of these bills, I said at the beginning of the show, they're kind of good because it says right in the title what the object is. It seems like it's a single object of these bills. It pretty much tells you straight out in the title what it's about. As I'm reviewing them, though, I'm seeing some things like, get rid of that section, but not actually typing out in this bill what that section used to say. And again, those who founded the nation had been reading Sir William Blackstone. They, in some cases, got pretty upset when he suggested that the colonies were under the foot, were subject to the whims of the Parliament because they were in the status of conquered peoples. Blackstone went into a thorough treatise on the status of different countries, whether they took dominion over land because they were conquered, and any place that was conquered would be totally under the rule of the legislature. If there was a civil government prior to that, and of course they're required to be a civil government prior to their conquering it, to allow that locality to have its own law system subject to the whims of Parliament. If Parliament passed a law, then whatever that locality that they had subdued, well, they were just stuck with whatever Parliament decided because, again, it's the law of war. That really the king and his Parliament were then the lawmaking body that is almost like martial law. They had conquered that place. Well, the colonists didn't think that was true. They had come and they had taken dominion in an unsettled land. Yes, there were Indians there, and people, this is a big discussion about the displacement of Indians and things. In some cases, it depended on their perspective and of life. They were literally people living in a state of nature who had had societies, but in some cases had not claimed land, were merely moving around on it and fighting one another as mechanisms to prove their manhood. I mean, and not necessarily claiming land. They had a whole different worldview. It was a kind of a strange thing. So they, like the Indians, had the opportunity, just like the Indians did, to take dominion. And they moved in and took dominion. So they're under the perspective that wherever our foot has tread, we are with the king, we are a partnership with him, we represent him, but we have the right, as those who have taken dominion, to make our own laws. Just like Tennessee, really the people of Tennessee have the right to make their own laws. And as soon as they become a state, they are a state. They are some term in law would be sovereign. Rather, they have their self-determination. They're separate and distinct from the United States. Kind of heady. Kind of make your head swim a little bit. But as you're looking at what Tennessee ought to be doing, what is the purpose of the Tennessee legislature? Are we just having dual benefit programs? We got the Tennessee Welfare Department, and then we have the Social Security Administration, and they're just two separate clubs that if one person doesn't provide one thing, the other will provide another. That's what it's come to be. But really, what should the law be? Let me go for an example. What's the purpose of the legislature? I'm going to go for an example. Senate Bill 18 by Gresham. This is an act to amend the Tennessee Code relative to attendance policies. This would be in the public schools. No LEA or school shall adopt a policy that exempts a student has been absent less than a specified numbers a day from taking an examination or test that other students are required to take. So here's a law saying what the boundaries are. If somebody wants an exemption or an exception or a waiver, from taking a particular test that other people are required to take. Here's this little statute that regulates that. It says, hey, school, here's you can't come up with a policy that exempts somebody who's who really, you can't just do that arbitrarily. I mean, that's what it's trying to address here. How come at the end of it, it doesn't say, unless a federal law requires something else? And in this case, it could possibly actually apply. The previous things I talked about deciding what certain things that are well within the purview of Tennessee, to just say there shall be no unequal treatment for the following thing, period. If the United States or the United Nations or anybody else cares, and it could be even Georgia, it's possible that there'd be some kind of interstate compact that Tennessee had agreed to that was kind of given the thumbs up by Congress or something like that. If they just want to say this is the way the law is going to be, then you just say it. But in that case, they said unless the federal government requires some other thing. Now, why would they say that? I say it was wrong to say that. But look at this situation. Here's a law saying in your schools, here's a rule about absentee, whether or not somebody could qualify to get an exemption on a different day or something for an examination or be let off an examination or something like that. So here's a law saying this is the way it's going to be in Tennessee. Why doesn't it say unless the federal commissioner of the Department of Education tells us, or if they will go ahead and write us a letter and say, hey, go ahead and do what you want to do with your absentee stuff and we won't penalize you. Why isn't that in here? Well, it ought not to be in here because the schooling of Tennessee is Tennessee's business. It is absolutely the people of Tennessee. If they're going to have public education, their legislature will determine what the rules of that public education will be. They very well could potentially just delegate things to a local elected school board, depending on the Constitution, the frame of government of Tennessee. And it's nobody else's business outside the borders of Tennessee what happens. That's the way it ought to go. Now, I got a caveat here. Because states opt into a federal welfare benefit program that is completely voluntary for that state to opt into, what happens is there's a maxim of law that we're bound to obey those upon whom we depend. If Tennessee is dependent on federal money, that's when the federal government can say, hey, we don't like your test-taking absentee exemption policy. But at that point, even Tennessee can completely ignore them. Congress may not compel a state to pass any legislation or to enact any federal program. New York versus the United States. So the federal government, the parliament, let's call them parliament, has no authority over Tennessee. None. There's certain things given in the Constitution that they've been given jurisdiction over certain issues that by the Constitution, Tennessee is prohibited to even go there. But those things that remain to Tennessee are Tennessee's. Congress has no authority. Oh, let me call it parliament, has no authority. But in this case, if the Department of Education doesn't like this policy that Tennessee's coming up with, well, they could threaten them. Well, you know what? If you pass that legislation, you're going to be contrary to our rules of absenteeism and exemptions from taking tests. And we're going to deplete the amount that we send you every year by $100,000. It's something they could do. And you know what? Tennessee could go, wow, that's creepy. Go ahead, but do whatever you got to do. Our interest is our students and the way we handle things fairly. So you see what I'm saying? I kind of like this thing because it's a policy. It's straightforward. It's not referencing anything else. Even though Tennessee may be under maybe a benefactor of some Department of National, you know, United States Department of Education benefit program, it's not even mentioned here. I love it. The way this is written, I say this is a good statute. They've obviously got some inequality, inequity, or something unjust or a little bit askew in whether one person gets an exemption from taking a test because of absentee and maybe he was absent because he was ditching and some other student was actually sick, getting chemotherapy, you know what I mean, and needs to be exempted from a test-taking requirement, but there's got to be some kind of threshold, something that makes it fair so that it's not arbitrary. So that's what this statute is. So there's some good things in there. And there's about 21 bills now. Yesterday there were 11. Looks today that there are 21 bills in that have been proposed by senators in the General Assembly of Tennessee. So I encourage you, there's a website, says capital.tn, that's capitol, T-O-L, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, capital.tn.gov. If you go to that website, there will be a thing that asks you, what do I push here when I get to this thing? Where it says bills. A bill is something that's being proposed to become law. And you can go through there. What I did is I went through and it said by index. Okay, what do you mean by index? Well, I click the button. In other words, just follow the yellow brick road. You click the button, you see what it comes up with. And what it did, there was a list that said bills under the Senate, and it had a whole bunch of them listed there. You click the link and the bill comes up and you can read it. And there it said for the House, there weren't any bills proposed. There was nothing to click. So right now you can kind of get ahead of the game and read the first 21 bills of the Tennessee Senate. And the idea is to not just look at it as, wow, that's a neat idea. Look at it to see, is there any dangerous innovation? And I think as an example, there was that bill saying, let's celebrate the veterans. Let's take Route 27. Whether or not it's ever had any federal benefit money come in, who cares? They were silly enough to give Tennessee a gift of money. Well, you say, thank you, God bless you, and press on smartly. When you give a gift, guess what? You're losing possession and control, aren't you? Let it go. So Tennessee spends money on Route 27 if they ever have before. If it was federal, who cares? Just who cares? But if you've got a road in Tennessee in the jurisdictional boundaries of Tennessee, even if you've got an interstate compact that touches Route 27, and you want to say that portion of Ray County is going to be the Veterans Memorial Highway, say that it's a Veterans Memorial Highway. Don't cite anybody else. Don't care about anybody else. Just stick within the authority structure of Tennessee and do it, and I say, in the old school manly way. It takes a little bit of courage. You've got to stand. That is what's going to make our country recover. And I think, I don't know how we've gotten in such a fog where, you know, any other law notwithstanding, the following will be true except for this other lawmaking body that has nothing to do with us. What? I don't know. I say, as I said, somebody, we had a caller yesterday and I talked about it. I didn't use this term, pandemic of dementia. Maybe I did. Pandemic of dementia. It's a pandemic of dementia. I say it's kind of facetious. You know, it does go back. I probably ought to be a little more biblical here. Bring you a good faith story. But there's this thing in Scripture that God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's not given a spirit of bondage. He's given us spirits of love and power and a sound mind. Those are direct results of a redeemed, regenerate life that comes from getting right with God, recognizing Jesus as Lord, allowing him to forgive you of sin, make you a new creature. And it's amazing how all of a sudden you start getting a spirit of love and power and a sound mind. It affects everything. It affects your communications with those in the General Assembly, and it affects those in the General Assembly. David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to Copperhead Radio. And check us out at PreservativeTalkRadio.com.